Hello, Saints. I'm Pastor Rich, and this is Memorial Day Sunday, May 24th, 2020. And today's message is about opening up our churches again. So there's some important information, exciting information I have to share with you. On Friday, Governor Mills of Maine modified earlier executive orders, and under Governor Mills' reopening plan, places of worship were originally set to open in phase two on June 1st, but will now be allowed to reopen a few days earlier on May 29th. This then provides for in-person worship for Pentecost Sunday, May 31st. What an excellent day to get back to worship, if it's possible that we do so. If all the guidelines are met to ensure safety, we can open on Pentecost Sunday. Every denomination is going through the same discernment process as to when to open safely and if they should open safely in the midst of this pandemic. Because we are called as a body of Christ and Christ's church to think and act as written in 1 Corinthians 10, verses 23 to 24. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. No one should seek their own good, but the good of others. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For example, after much prayer and discernment, the Congregational Church of Booth Bay Harbor will suspend in-person worship throughout the summer. I think it's going through August. As you know, they have modified Sunday worship streamed on cable TV every Sunday, and many of their parishioners, of course, take advantage of that, and some of our own members turn on the TV to watch. We unfortunately don't have the software or the instruments to do that yet. The Catholic Archdiocese of Maine will go back to in-person worship on June 1st, and maybe now the 29th, with strict guidelines in place to ensure safety. And they encourage those at risk not to go to physical church, but to watch online services instead. That's their option. Our district, our conference, the Maine CDC, the Maine Council of Churches, and local health authorities have been in almost constant contact and conversation to develop safety guidelines for local churches wanting to relaunch. The guidelines we must follow are not frivolous. They represent the best way to keep everyone safe who makes a choice to come to church. And we've been asked by our bishop, as pastors, to not only continue online worship options, but to enhance them with postings to Facebook and Vimeo, YouTube, and if possible, cable TV. We've even redesigned our website so that people with smartphones will have a format that works best for smartphones. We've been encouraged to develop even more creative ways, like parking lot services, outdoor services, everything that would become a valuable worship resource, even to those in our congregations who choose not to venture out to physical church. Otherwise, our brothers and sisters are left out, and that just isn't fair. Not what Christ would want for Christ's church, is it? So there's actually light at the end of the tunnel, but it will not be easy or comfortable. If all elements of safety are adhered to, and it has to be adhered to each and every time we meet, and if attendance does not exceed 50 people, we can reopen our churches on May 31st. And I'm still trying to get clarity around that number, but most of our churches shouldn't have a problem keeping to under that. Make no mistake, your pastors and some people providing pulpit coverage in rotation are in that risk category. And that means that your pastors must make a choice. So please be safe. This would mean a supply of masks for those needing them, a ready supply of hand sanitizers, no singing, distancing 6 feet apart, sanitizing of the sanctuary and microphones, disinfecting of pew cushions, making one-time printed copies of the bulletins and lyrics to hymns we would perhaps whisper or hum. Because singing is like sneezing as far as spreading any germs. No choir, no blatant singing. So we remove Bibles and we remove hymnals and miscellaneous papers from every pew before we reopen, and that because of multiple hands touching everything. We make sure we post safety instructions and hygiene instructions wherever we can. No ushers and greeters, no passing the plate, but making it available for individual donations as people pass by, and the worship time would be reduced. So we're not all together in relatively tight quarters for too long. Remember, it's going to get warm going forward. So it'll be a pain and an inconvenience to contend with face masks, I think. But we have to do it. No fans, because that blows around the air we breathe. And in case of our particular churches, we don't open windows. We have open doors. Oh, no coffee hour. People have to leave sanctuaries in distanced fashion. No congregating, hugging. And of course, a small team in each church must take responsibility that all these guidelines are met, or the church cannot be remaining open. My hope is that East Booth Bay UMC would have a 9 a.m. service on May 31st in their sanctuary, if every precaution's in place. They could meet outside with masks, distanced, but I don't know if that's logistically possible at East Booth Bay. My hope is that the first UMC of Booth Bay Harbor will open its doors also on May 31st, but at 10:30 a.m., if all safety precautions are in place. And my hope for Southport UMC is to hold a 9 a.m. service on May 31st, either in their sanctuary with all precautions in place, or at Southport's prayer park just yards away, with masks and distancing. But imagine being outside in worship in God's beautiful nature. Beautiful. If any of these churches decide to meet outside, then each congregation should be invited as well for those who want to be outside. Outside worship is still the safest way to meet, and that has been proven in subsequent tests. Praise God, if we're all prepared properly, then in-person communion would be held on June 7th in a new, safer way, with individual cups of juice and individual bags of bread, everything sanitized, prepared by people with sanitary gloves. I know the precautions sound excessive, but it is what it is, necessary. If someone refuses to wear their mask or refuse to be distanced, then they have to be asked to leave or put a mask on, or no church. Fact of the matter is, we can't really guarantee that everyone we come in contact with, especially those from away, have quarantined for 14 days, can we? We also cannot guarantee that everyone we come across is not asymptomatic. That means that they may not even know they carry COVID-19 and can pass it on. That's the single greatest reason for the Booth Bay Harbor Free Clothing Closet shutting down. I mean, with so many new people coming from all over, how can we guarantee that person touching clothing before you has a clean bill of health? Better safe than sorry, I guess. Many of our older members await the day when a vaccine for COVID-19 is developed, so there is something these folks can do to feel safer, to be where people gather. It's not now like you could take an aspirin for a headache and it's gone. If you're a senior person with underlying issues, catching COVID can be deadly. But you already know that, or we wouldn't be having this discussion, you and I. I'm so glad that we are working towards having valid worship options for those not wanting to come out or not able to come out to physical church. If they have that, if we look to create something in addition to the regular church for these folks, that may be a blessing. Of all places in which we should feel safe, it's our church. So we'll continue to provide worship anywhere and in any way that gives everyone the ability to attend in some way, shape, or form. I'm expecting an AM transmitter this week that will allow our churches to even meet in parking lots like the old days of drive-in theaters, if that works, to listen to our worship on the car radio in our parking lot, another option. That system will also double as a direct in-ear transmitter, not an amplifier, of the worship audio to those who are hard of hearing when we meet inside our sanctuaries again. Now, there are folks who are technologically challenged, people like Evelyn, Betty, and Ramona in Southport, Curtis and Chris at Harbor, Billy at East Booth Bay, and more. But I think out of these challenging times will come a method of producing worship options that can be disseminated to people who cannot go to church or choose not to go to church at this time. And each option distributed to them in a media they can understand and be comfortable with. This week, let's get started forming the teams that will make each church ready and safe for May 31st and beyond. We need the supplies in order to sanitize and people willing to take responsibility to make sure this comes to pass. Our plans have to include that our policy for working with people coming to the service who are ill or maybe irate for having to wear masks. Look, I know people are Zoomed out and WebExed out, but I will be sending out a link for 3 individual meetings this week. East Booth Bay, Southport, and Harbor. And that will also include email so we can prepare for May 31st, Pentecost Sunday. If we do not do that in our sanctuary successfully, then we'll look to do outside services, parking lot services, or start with our June 7th communion service, or no services at all until we get our acts in order for safety. Okay? Give me a call or email if you have any questions. God bless you. Have a wonderful day and a fantastic Memorial Day. God bless you.